Some musicians can cross cultural barriers more easily than others. But as music critic Milo Miles says, one never knows when an unfamiliar instrument or a foreign voice will suddenly stop needing translation. Such was the case with Kehan Kalhor.
Until last year, I had no particular affinity for the Persian spike fiddle known as kamancha. I knew it as a lean-sounding desert country ancestor of the violin, but it did not have a player attached to it, so to speak. I had even heard Iranian Kehan Kalhor, the most celebrated spike fiddler in the world, play on two albums with the group Guzzel. They went right by me. Well done, but only mildly diverting attempts to fuse Persian and Indian traditions. Then I heard Kalhor's first solo album, Scattering Stars Like Dust. It's a long duet between kamancha and tombak drum, divided into three parts. First two parts, same response, mildly diverting. Then, bang. Kalhor hits the third section, and soon he's combining long and short phrases in a hypnotic swirl, at once floating above and fused with the fast 6/16 drum beats. Kamancha is forever transformed in my ears, and suddenly I can hear Kalhor singing every time he plays. Kalhor was born in 1963. He was a child prodigy who studied with various masters and began performing professionally at 13. He obviously has deep curiosity about styles of music and very open ears. Beside the Guzzel project, he has combined folk forms, particularly Kurdish, with Persian classical. And on March 14th through 17th of this year, he will perform with Yo-Yo Ma and the New York Philharmonic. In fact, his recent collaboration with the revered singer Mohammad Sajarian, called Night Silence Desert, is an intricate mesh of Persian styles from different regions and times. Kehan Kalhor's outreach is obvious, and yet becoming attuned to a musician does not guarantee a way into the music around him. The other players on Night, Silence, Desert are superb, especially singer Shajarian. But all of them remain more conceptual to me, more alien than Kalhor. This has nothing to do with technique, perhaps not even soul, but does involve the mysterious quality we call expressive. Whatever Kalhor has, it will keep me following him.
Milo Miles is a music writer living in Cambridge. Kehan Kalhor is part of the Masters of Persian Music Tour winding up in Boston on Saturday. Kalhor performs with Yo-Yo Ma and the New York Philharmonic March 14th through March 17th.